So, welcome everybody to the Nara Gelt Meet the Members series. My name's Lee McDowell. I am the Nara Gelt chapter president, and it's my great pleasure to today be able to introduce one of our newer members, Ms. Azusa Matsumoto. Matsumoto Sensei, welcome to Meet the Members series.
Thank you.
I'd like to start by asking you about your background. Could you tell us a little bit about, for example, how you came to be a language teacher?
Yes. So when I was a university student, I joined in one of the volunteers, which high school and junior high school students where actually goes to Australia and then communicate with local students. And then I was a supporting member and I taught some English phrases that they can use in Australia. And also I actually went to Australia with students and I saw shy students became very open and tried to communicate with local students in English, even though their English is not clear enough, but they try to communicate with them. And I thought that it's really nice and I want to see how students growing up. So, and I want students to, you know, have a more open-minded or know about some global thing. So I decided to become an English teacher. Yes.
I see. Fascinating. Was that in Nara?
Yes, it was in Nara.
I see. And what about your teaching context now? Tell us a bit about, for example, where you teach and what kind of subjects you teach and what kind of styles you use.
Now I'm working at the Nara Prefectural Kokusai Junior High School, and I teach junior high school students and also high school students. But for junior high school students, we also have another program. We call it like MYP, like middle year program, which I think related to the international baccalaureate program. So we have to follow what the MEC said and also what MYP said. But it's very interesting. I try to teach English in English, of course, and more. I want to try to have more interaction with students in English, more. And so on. Students seem to like it because they are very kind of motivated. So, yeah.
That's interesting because from my experience, you're Japanese, of course. In my experience, most Japanese English teachers are using mainly Japanese to teach, but you say you're using mostly English. And you made that choice yourself, or is that part of the IBC program or part of the Kokusai approach?
I decided because previous years, like previous 2 years, I studied English education at Akita International University Graduate School. And then I learned that how important we teachers use English and teach English in English. So I tried to use English more, but it's like suddenly matched to what Kokusai want to do.
Fantastic. I'm sure there are many challenges in that. You know, I've always taught English in English and yeah, it's not easy, I think, And I guess being Japanese, when the students are also Japanese, they probably want to use their first language a lot more with you. So I totally commend you for that approach. How about JELT and your involvement with JELT? I know that you're a fairly new member. Can you tell us how you came to be involved with JELT?
Okay. As I said before, I study at Akita International University, and it was kind of requirements to give some presentations in JELT conferences. So that's the first encounter of JELT.
I see.
Yeah.
Was that
And
the SPINS symposium that you were involved with? Was that connected with Akita International University, or did that come after?
That come after. So my first involvement to JELT was at the JELT Pansig in Nagano. Yeah. And then I participated in JELT conference in Fukuoka. And then the
That was last year.
yeah, it was last year. And then also and then spins
Spins, by the
online.
way, is I'm not completely familiar with this committee, but it's the JELT Student Peer Interactive Network Support Committee. I think I got that right. So does that mean you're recently graduating from Akita?
Yes, I
Oh.
just graduated from Akita International University last March.
Is that right? Congratulations. Can you tell us a
Yeah,
little bit? This is a very interesting institution, and I don't know very much about Akita International University. Could you tell us a little bit about your experience there?
okay, so students in AIU and especially ELT, like English language teaching program, learned how to teach English. So we learned, of course, some theories, but also we have a chance to practice, actually practice what we learned. So we have to do some practicum at the local school, like junior high school or high school. So I also did some practicums and use some knowledge and gain my skills or improve my skills.
Well, I
Yeah.
imagine those local Akita
Yeah.
junior high school kids are pretty lucky to have all those English language teaching trainees come in to teach them. That's fantastic. And your professors encourage you to participate in JELT conferences. That's interesting.
Yes.
That's very interesting. And I suppose that's a really good way to develop your career by presenting, and not just presenting, but by networking at JELT conferences. You meet so many people, meet so many new ideas, and I've certainly learned a lot in that way from JELT conferences, international conferences, and local conferences. And it really is a useful professional network for English language teachers. So, thank you very much, Matsumoto Sensei, for giving us your time today and for introducing yourself on this Meet the Members series. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the NARAJELT Meet the Member series. Hope you enjoyed it and look forward to the next one. Who knows, it might be featuring you. See you then.